And Shamas reports.
Andrisi Biha, a former ambassador to Turkey, is the country's new foreign minister. The appointment comes as President Vladimir Zelensky sought to breathe fresh life into his administration, with the war against Russia poised for what could be a pivotal phase. He replaced Dmytro Kuleba, who became one of Ukraine's most recognizable faces on the international stage, as he petitioned and pleaded with Western countries to support Ukraine's war effort. I'm Karen Shamas.
The death of Ugandan Olympic marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei has been described as a stark reminder that more needs to be done to tackle gender-based violence after the 33-year-old was doused with gasoline and set on fire by her boyfriend. David Doyle has more.
It is just the latest attack on female athletes in the country. Cheptegei is the third prominent sportswoman to be killed in Kenya since October 2021. Outside hospital in the Kenyan Rift Valley city of Eldoret, her heartbroken mother, Agnes Ndiema Cheptegei, paid tribute to her daughter.
She was a good child.
Consultant Dr. Mbugua Kimani said the hospital had done all that we could for her.
She had a severe percentage of burns.
Kenyan Sports Minister Kipchumba Murkomen described the 33-year-old's death as a loss to the entire region. It is, he added, a stark reminder that we must do more to combat gender-based violence in our society.
David Doyle from Reuters. Cheptegei's death follows those of at least two other high-profile female runners killed in cases of domestic violence in the last 3 years in the region. That's produced dozens of Olympic and world champions. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States government has secured the release of Nicaraguan political prisoners who have arrived in Guatemala. AP correspondent Haya Penjwani reports.